I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast in self-isolation.
Yes.
In social distancing. We are a National League football podcast, sometimes talking about Torquay United, and sometimes, John, John Cadogan is with me today, as always, and we're not together, are we, John?
No, we're not. We're in separate locations.
Which I am thankful of, because you think you have all the bloody symptoms of the old C virus.
Putting the elation into self-isolation. That's what we're going to do for you this week. But no, I don't really have all the symptoms, to be honest. I have some of them.
But you do sound
out of
like
precaution.
Roger Moore. You can do a very easy Roger Moore.
Well, one benefit, we finally found the upside to COVID-19.
COVID-19. That's nice, isn't it, John?
I preferred your Ice-Ice Baby one, to be honest.
Ice-Ice Baby was very,
very good. We should play that. Should we play out with that? Can we get the clearance for that, to play that? Can we get the copyright?
No idea. We don't seem to be worried about any other music we play. So just play it. Do you have a nice week at Cheltenham, John?
Sorry, I was just having a gulp of lemon sip. Yes.
Oh.
And apart from the fact it may have ended my life prematurely if this turned out to be bad. It was a nice week. Met up with Helen Chamberlain on one evening. That was lovely.
With Helen. Talkie royalty.
Yeah, you were.
Talkie
had a
royalty.
Nice time in Helen as well. It was great.
In a professional capacity, yes.
Yes.
Be clear about that.
Well, anything goes in Cheltenham.
Well, I've heard that what happens in Cheltenham stays in Cheltenham. Unfortunately, not true of the coronavirus, as the 250,000 people who were there. I reckon I'll probably soon to find out. now, John, the National League, obviously, we'll be talking about that in a minute. Should we find out what's coming up in the podcast newsletter?
Let's work it out. Let's work out what's coming up.
So, assuming we're going to have a few results from the foolishly played games on Saturday.
Yeah, we are. We need to talk about that, because at one point, the National League was Europe's top league. It was the greatest league in Europe, the highest standard of football being played anywhere.
We were niche no more, John, just for 5 minutes.
I didn't like it. There was a lot of focus on it. Stop looking at it. It's ours thing. This is ours.
For 5 minutes, we could almost touch the sun, John. We were there.
We were
all those people who've taken interest in the Premier League or the Championship or the La Liga or Ligue 1 or all those leagues around the world. Suddenly, the world's focus was on the National League. And we had two experts here for the National Obsession.
ready to leap on that.
Had a show that was live from Sutton.
At one point, we were Britain's number one football podcast, I imagine.
I can only imagine, John. Yeah. I never look at the figures of how many people who we've who listen to us, but I can imagine it's in the pushing the millions.
Yeah.
And for Saturday, probably peaked Saturday, what with the National League being the only football in town.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm gulping them. Whilst you're talking,
fine, John. Stay alive. Don't die on. I mean, if you did die on the podcast, it'd be something. You know, I don't know who'd edit it.
No, it'd be great for figures, though, wouldn't it?
Down with the sound files as we go, so I could at least do an edit in case you talk it.
It would be great for the figures. Fantastic PR. You can't buy PR like that.
You really can't. We're only the show in town on Saturday, so we'll talk about a few of those results, John.
Yeah, we will.
And I think we're going to hear from someone in Torquay who's who just seems to be just profiting from the old Corona.
Yeah, the area.
Or as Matt Hayward calls it, which I think is absolutely excellent, the Ronnie V.
The Ronnie V. Yeah, but I mean, look, the area of Torbay has been one of Britain's biggest sort of clusters of cases. For many people,
yes.
99% of people, maybe even 99.9%, it's a bad thing. And for one person, he's cashing in.
We'll find out who that is in a minute. And we're going to play the game. Torquay v Notts County, we're going to play it, aren't we, John? We found a way to play it.
Yeah, so I think we're going to
play the game, find out what the result would have been.
Yeah.
See how Torquay would have gone. Not that we're a Torquay podcast.
No, we're not a Torquay podcast.
That is as relevant to Notts County, yeah, the Magpies, as anybody else.
If you are a Magpies fan, though, just maybe don't go into it expecting a Notts County win. That's all I'd say.
Well, no, there might be a Notts County win. It is truly, truly by chance that we're going to play it. But also, if anyone wants us to play a different game next week, their team perhaps, we can play that game next week.
So yeah, absolutely.
If you're still alive.
If I'm still going. What else have we got? We've got a big interview with Ivo Graham, comedian, Swindon fan.
Brilliant.
Very lovely guy, and we recorded that a couple of weeks ago, so we've got that to play for you. Got some lovely letters.
It's all still here, John. It's we're still here. Here is what we're saying. We're still here.
We might as well keep going whilst we've still got air in our lungs.
Well done. Well, it's sounding short for you, John. The only other thing is I've got 21% battery and my charger's not working very well.
Okay,
so we should probably get on with it.
Right, yes, yeah, so let's crack on with it. Well, we'll go back to Saturday then. Like you say, a controversial day of games, which probably shouldn't have gone ahead, really, knowing what we know now.
No,
although many people were pretty much saying that before as well.
100% shouldn't have gone ahead. Absolute madness from the National League. Not good for players, not good for fans. And we all want it to go ahead. Everybody wants it to go ahead. But absolutely putting everybody at risk for what we know now, but what we knew then, John. It's not hindsight.
No,
it wasn't
absolutely.
Hindsight. It was foresight. It's unbelievable. Foresight. Good game. No game.
I appear to have a deadly disease.
No game. A deadly disease have I got. I've got a deadly disease.
You don't get anything for a respiratory illness. Not in this game.
Temperature higher than 40, you say.
But yes, it was a fairly...
Bruce Forsyth.
It was completely crazy to have the games going ahead. But for what it's worth, it was AFC Fylde 1, Aldershot 0. So a big win for Jim Spentley at the bottom of the table. I mean, we're saying all this, like tables matter, like relegations matter. No one knows what's going on. When the season
we have said from the beginning of this season, it is non-linear. Completely non-linear. We're playing it all completely out of order.
It's out of whack, isn't it?
Haven't we? It's all out of sync. We've said that this season there's something weird about it. It doesn't feel right. The games are being played at the wrong times. The people in the lead aren't the right people in the lead. The people who are winning games aren't. Anyone can beat anyone. It's too weird, the whole thing. So this is just now some non-linear weirdness that the league will come back at some point. But I think we go back to the time where we're Torquay third at one point.
I think it's been. Yeah, I mean, it seems only right to go back to sort of October.
When Torquay were pushing for promotion, yeah, I think that was about right. That would be near the end of it.
You know, a lot of people have said this virus has probably been in the country for longer than we think. And so I'd say about the time that we were beating Ebbsfleet 4-1, whatever it was.
Yes. What a lovely night that was, John.
It was a lovely night.
Car Park C. If you can just think of Car Park C as the promotion episode, non-linear, John, that's just how it works. What else have we got? Give us some results.
I see a Fylde 1, Aldershot 0. Dover 1, Chesterfield 1. So probably neither team really that happy with that. But
Dame Vera will see us through this. Won't she?
Well, unfortunately, I think Dame Vera had better say.
I lived through the blitz. I lived through Dover getting relegated. I'd live through this.
I'll live through this fucking virus. Well, I mean, I think
I will. This virus won't see me off.
I don't think Dame Vera had better step outside the house for a few months, to be honest.
I'm hoping we won't meet again. Sat on my own.
Not for 4 months.
I know.
Yes, Dover won. Chesterfield won. Tom Denton scored for Chesterfield, but then Nassim El Ghul equalised for Dover in the 89th minute to rescue a point for Dover, who sort of safely ensconced in mid-table. Chesterfield still battling down there at the bottom of the league. Maidenhead 1, Stockport 2. Another team, Maidenhead's really battling in the bottom four. Stockport on really good form in the playoffs.
Oh, good. Well, I just love it that Barrow have been such pricks about being top of the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've been such bellends about it.
Yeah.
And now it's probably not going to finish the season. it's just beautiful, isn't it? It's really beautiful.
I did see Alan Devonshire was absolutely furious about having to play that game as well. One of a number of bosses absolutely furious at the weekend.
Not surprised. Alan Devonshire can't wait for his next. Do you know what? When Alan Devonshire eventually turns up at Torquay, it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so beautiful.
It is. I mean, everything about it. I don't know what it is about Alan Devonshire that suggests he should be managing down in the southwest. I'm not sure.
It's going to be so great when he turns up at the goals. Oh, Devonshire. It's wonderful. Oh, Devonshire is wonderful. It's going to be beautiful.
That'll be lovely. Notts County 4, Eastleigh 0. For a bit of a shellacking for Eastleigh, their manager as well.
Yeah.
A really emotional interview after the game. Ben Streams, he was absolutely furious at the game when they had 5,000 people at Meadow Lane, which was just crazy.
I bet he was when they lost 4-0.
Well,
he was furious about it.
If he'd won 4-0, maybe he would have...
I think the game should have gone ahead, yeah. I'm pleased the game went ahead.
I've always had a good immune system.
5,000 people at Meadow Lane. People are mental, John.
Yeah.
People are absolutely bonkers. Anyway, look, it might be blow over and be absolutely nothing, but I don't think so.
No.
So Notts County got a pointless 4-0 win. Brilliant.
Yeah, completely pointless. Yeah. Sutton won, Hartlepool won. So Sutton, are they our new sort of second team now? They did quite well anyway.
Yeah, they did all right, didn't they? Yeah.
Halifax knew Ebbsfleet won as well, which was Britain's only televised game of football at the weekend. I can only assume a massive audience tuned in for that to see Ebbsfleet pick up a really unlikely win. And they do keep picking up these wins, Ebbsfleet. And part of me, I kind of like them. And I thought they're a bit plucky and I hope they stay.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Car Park C. That Jeff Brazier's career is looking like a series of good choices now, though, isn't it, John? The National League and the Health Lottery.
And
he's absolutely smashed this, hasn't he?
He did get in on the old postcode lottery very early.
It's called the Health Lottery, John.
Oh, is it?
It doesn't. I've been saying in my set. Doesn't it sound like someone's gone? What charity is it? Someone's panicked and gone Health Lottery. Just health.
Yeah.
What health? Just health.
Just health. General health.
It's Health Lottery, isn't it? Healthly. Health.
Health. Is it? Yeah, yeah. So there we go. That was the
National League.
That was the National League on the weekend. So I mean, as it stands, goodness knows what's going to happen with it all.
Go on, let's have a final table, John.
Barrow atop, Harrogate, Notts County, Yeovil, Borehamwood, Halifax, and Stockport in the playoffs. Ebbsfleet, Maidenhead, Fylde, and Chorley at the bottom, and the rest.
Brilliant.
God knows.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for the big interview, John.
Oh, it certainly is. And this week, But look, we are a National League podcast. We focus on non-league football. It's the best leagues in the world. But, you know, there are apparently some leagues below the National League, something called League Two, the EFL. You might have heard of it. I wouldn't blame you if you hadn't. And in League Two, there's a little team called Swindon Town. You know, they're sort of working their way up through the pyramid, trying to get their way up to the National League if they can. And one of their fans is a very fine comedian, a friend of yours, and that is Ivo Graham.
As an old Etonian, do you hate seeing Wealdstone doing so well in the National League South, what with it being so near to Harrow? No, I don't care. I've settled my beef with Harrow. Swindon Town currently have an ex-Harrow midfielder called Michael Doughty, who, much as I might begrudge him his schooling, is pulling the strings in the centre of the park. Wealdstone can work their way up the lower leagues as far as they'd like. They will never win two FA Cups like the old Etonians did in the 1880s. Eton haven't got a rich tradition of producing Premier League footballers. Why do you think that is? Well, I'll tell you, it's not because the sports facilities aren't extensive. It's because the school puts a lot of pressure on us to follow our fathers into the financial services. Eton Mess or Lionel Messi? Well, they're both very rich, almost obscenely so, but Messi's much more consistent, so I'll probably go with him. Can I believe Swindon paid Torquay £125,000 for Elliot Bennion? No, I can't believe it. I can see why it might have made sense at the time. We'd sold Charlie Austin, there was a general air of panic around the club, we needed a quick replacement. However, Bennion's failure up front, combined with the failure of several other mostly ex-Leeds players in the 2011 team, meant that we were relegated, and the season was a dismal failure. That being said, we then got Paolo Di Canio and bounced straight back. So Elliot, I've forgiven you. Swindon back in the Premier League, or Ivo Graham sells out the O2 Arena? Well, I'd have to say that neither feel hugely likely within my lifetime, and both have the capacity for major embarrassment unless done well and with a degree of preparation. I obviously don't have that level of commercial pull, so I would very much settle for even a half-full Hammersmith Apollo. But Swindon Town, under the guidance of Richie Wellens with his sexy new contract, could well be in the Premier League by 2022. Your latest tour is called The Game of Life. But what's the greatest game you've been to in your life? It's an absolute no-brainer. Swindon Town 5, Sheffield United 5. The League 1 playoff semi-final second leg in 2015. The most adrenaline-packed football game I have been or ever will go to, and one followed almost immediately by a brutal 4-0 defeat to Preston in the final. I'm Ivo Graham, on the ice.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, still a National League football podcast, indefinitely, John, like the rest of the National League.
Yeah, absolutely.
What they're saying is that the football will go on indefinitely. The National Obsession will go on indefinitely.
I mean, we will have a break between episodes. We're not going to broadcast indefinitely, but
not just the whole time. Just not like a constant 24/7 Big Brother style podcast. Hey, John, do you want to play Torquay United versus Notts County?
Do you know what? I could think of only two or three things I'd like more.
Right. Well, goodness me. I don't know what they are. Okay. Especially two of them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What we're going to do is you are going to be Torquay United, John, and I'm going to be Notts County. How do you feel your season's gone so far?
Well, that's an exciting idea, isn't it? Well, I think it was early promise and it's drifted away, but I'm hoping a win against high-flying Notts County can send me flying up the table. Was that kind of good footballer speak? I think it was.
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good. And how's your injury situation? Which dice will you be using this
season? Okay. I was going to say, well, I've got the coronavirus, but apart from that, no. What's my injury situation?
No one will be marking me too closely.
what do you want to know? Sorry, my dice situation.
Any of your dice injured at the moment?
No. Well, what I've got is I've got an unusual dice from a game of How's That, the old cricket game. So it's not what you call a standard dice. It's very nice. I don't know if you can hear It's very nice metal. Nice quality, metal John. Dice, yeah.
Nice quality there. Very nice. Right, well, I'll be playing for Notts County, who I don't like at all. So, but there we are. Look, that's just the way it goes. I'm Magpies till I die. Here we go. Right, so we're going to play, John. We've got six positions of play, six episodes of play, and you have to try and score a goal. Like all football, and we get three goes at it to see how the score. Right. Do you want to kick off, John?
Oh, yeah, go on. I'll kick off. I'm at home.
Then. Which way are you cooking? Which way? Towards the family end or?
Now, my brother always had a theory on which way was the lucky way. I think we had to attack the family stand in the second half. So I'll go away end. I'm going to attack the away end.
Attack in the away end. Okay, John, here we go. Good luck.
Here we go. Right. I've rolled two.
It's a two. You've rolled it out to your defender. Very
okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Playing it out from the back. Yeah. Building from the back. One.
And you've gone a one. You've beaten your man and you've passed it. Very, very good. Lovely play from Carl Cameron there.
Carl Cameron. Very good. Unusual. What's that? Three.
It's a three. You flicked it on. Beautiful flick on from Asa Hall there.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. Looking for his man. You're in stage four. John.
Here we go. Six.
We've gone for a six. You've played a 1-2. It's beautiful. Probably Calvin Kalala on the wing there. Played a 1-2. Getting towards the box now, John. Here we go. Stage five.
Five. Three.
We've gone for three. You shot from outside the box.
Here we go.
An odd number to score. Even saved. It's a three. You've scored, John.
Oh.
Beautiful goal from outside the box there. Connor Lemonhay-Evans with a goal into the top right-hand corner.
Belted it.
Beautiful. Here come the Notts County now. Off they go. Playing out from the back. I've got a six there, John. A pinpoint pass to right midfield from the goalkeeper. One of those goalkeepers is good with his feet.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. It's one. He's beaten his man and he's passed. The right winger's beaten his man and he's passed the ball. There we are. And he's gone. First time volley to the winger. Oh, Notts County playing some beautiful stuff tonight. Really looking the strong
showing
team.
Showing where they are.
He's controlled it and he's passed in the fourth stage of play. Here we go. The fifth stage of play. Very important stage. 1-2 into the box, John. He's gone into the box. He's rolled a three. It's gone in the top corner. Oh, they've hit straight back.
Flip.
Hit straight back, John. It's 1-1. Okay.
Right. Okay. Second here we go again. Right. Second place United. Here we go. Started with a three.
It's a three. Straight to your midfielder there. Straight to Asa Hall.
Okay.
Gets it and just holds it. Very, very good.
Four,
lovely. Not you've nodded it on. Ace has just nodded it on there.
Well, he's very tall.
Flicked it forwards. Everyone's moving it forwards. He is surprisingly tall.
What's that? Oh, a six.
From chest through ball. Lovely from Jake Andrews.
Okay.
Beautiful from Jake Andrews. They're on the fourth step of play now. Here we go.
Two.
He's flicked it round his man. He's got to the byline. Kalala having a great game today into the fifth stage of play.
It is another two.
It's another two. It's controlled and he's beating his man. Calvin's got into the box. Here we go. Into the box. Calvin.
Four.
He's rolled a four. Low and hard to the bottom left of the keeper. What a goal from Calvin Kalala. He's on fire, John.
Come on.
Absolute fire. 2-1. Right. 2-1 the goals. Here come Notts County back. He's rolled it straight out to his defender. Playing out from the back. A three. Plays it back to the keeper. Beautiful. Lovely. Three. He's flicked it on. The keeper's just knocked it back to his player. It's a two. He's flicked it round his man. That's the wing back. Beautiful play from Notts County. Three. He's got to the outside of the box and he's flipped it into the box. And they're in the box, John. Here we go.
Oh.
One. He's gone down for a penalty.
No.
Oh, it's a penalty, John. No. It's a penalty.
Late drama.
Penalty here. Notts County, if they roll an odd number, they score. If they roll an even, the penalty is missed. Here we go. They've rolled an odd number. They've scored the penalty. It's 2-2, John. It's 2-2. Torquay 2, Notts County 2. Here's the last phase of play.
Here we go.
Going towards the family end.
Off we go. Four.
Skip and he'd fall over, throwing the ball in the net.
Oh, no. God almighty.
Just a through one in.
I think he'd sum up the season like that. Sean Mecca.
Unbelievable.
Lobbing one over his own shoulder.
There we are. Notts County 3-2 up now. Really, what a shame. What a shame. Here they come now on their final attack. They've won the game. They've won the game, John. They can't be beaten. Here we go. A six pinpoint pass their right midfield. They have looked quality all night, haven't they? Two is miscontrolled and
the opposition. Torquay get the ball back, but oh, they get the ball back. Perhaps he can move it forwards. Come on, John. A potential touch. I just worked out a new rule to the game. You can take it over here.
Here we go. Here we go. Looking like a dead rubber. We're back in one.
Back in a one. It's a dummy through the legs in the midfield.
It's here we go. Aaron the main. Six.
Six. A 1-2. A little 1-2 there with Jake Andrews. Okay. And the main gets it back.
How many has he got left? Here we go.
We've got two to go.
Two.
Two, controlled, and he's beaten his man. He's got into the box. Passes it to Reedy. Reedy shoots.
Three.
It's a three. It goes in the top corner. It's 3-3, John. A 3-3 draw. Fantastic.
What a game.
Whoa, what a game, John. What a game. Really, really good.
Get in.
Really, very, very good. Very, very good. So there we are. 3-3, John.
How exciting.
How do you feel at the end of the game? And now you've played for Torquay United. How do you feel about it?
Well, you know, we're just taking it one game at a time. It was a good point against good opposition. But we're going to have to keep picking up the points.
Calvin Kalala seemed to have a good game tonight. He seems to have a renewed confidence since the coronavirus outbreak. You know, he spent quite a lot of time on Instagram there, John.
You know, what's around a picnic? What's around a picnic?
Thanks for that. Thanks, Gary. We'll see you again next week.
Good frog, bad frog. Okay.
Okay. You are listening to the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You've got through to the National Obsession. I'm afraid we're not available to take your call due to the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Please leave a message after the tone and one of us will get back to you as soon as possible on the ice.
This is Hearst here, you're through to the hearse. Hello from the hearse. If you've been bothered to take my bloody call, bake you bastard, you'd find out that I've upgraded the hearse. Not to be too ghoulish, because I'm nothing if not respectful, but the ongoing situation around COVID-19 has brought the boon times to old hearse, and they're now cruising the streets of Torbay in a gold roller. It's like the roaring 40s in the old funeral director's office. We've never seen so much bloody money. So chucking cash around in the air like nobody's business. Anyway, Baker, I just wanted to say, you're an absolute bloody disgrace. I heard you went to watch Torquay play at Sutton, but you had your snout in a pre-match scoff trough and were smoozing with the elite rather than standing on a freezing cold terrace. How bloody dare you take up the invite of a friend and have a nice day out, you bastard. At least Gary Johnson and his pathetic team gave you a miserable afternoon with nothing to shout about. I hoped you might answer, actually, because I thought you might have started seeing some sense that rather than slowly building a team suitable for the league, Gary Johnson is in fact a serial loser, never won anything, knows nothing about football, and is infinitely less qualified than Gary Harris for the job. But I'm sad I think you've blocked me bloody number.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Desperate times, John.
Quite sort of funereal, that one, wasn't it?
Desperate funereal style letters from a listener. Any letters, John?
One letter.
Oh,
bring you.
And yeah. Well, that's not good enough. If Foffs and other listeners could please write in to @NatObsPod and nationalobsession@gmail.com, that would be marvellous. Got to keep ourselves going in these desperate times, John. Send in the letters.
You've all got a lot more time on your hands, so really no excuses at the moment. Worst of all, this comes from my brother, Sam. It says, subject line, Karcher. Is it all it's cracked up to be?
Karcher. Well, yes, it is all it's cracked up to be. A bit carrier.
Just ask Chris Kamara. He's just muscling in on our culture patch on Twitter.
Content thief.
There's been some contact nicked at Valley Parade, Chris Kamara.
Let's go over there. I'm not seen it yet.
Yeah, they all say that.
Go on, read us your brother's letter.
He says, John and Charlie, as another son of the Gamini, I'd like to express an opposing view, that an opposing view to culture. Nil
on the
Fisk.
Oh, sorry, on the ice, the Gamini. On the
ice, Gamini. Nil Fisk. says Sam. Nilfisk, I appreciate Karcher to be an excellent brand, but Nilfisk offer far superior commercial and business prospects with a wider network of dealers. Also, their COVID-19 continuity status and plans are beautifully presented. You don't see that from Karcher.
I'll have to check that out. But Karcher, they're just concentrating on building the damn good steam cleaner, John. they're not all design over content.
No.
Also, they're just concentrating on the steaming.
In this current sort of germophobic state we're living in, what could be better than a steam cleaner?
The thing, John, you laughed at me when I brought this up. This is great content. People are here for it. In many ways, it's more relevant now than the football is.
Who'd have thought that several months back?
Exactly.
Anyway, Sam says, enjoy the next 100 episodes on the ice, in the bay, behind the defenders, on the line, and in the boots and laces.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks, Sam, so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. I can't wait. You know what, John? One day, this will pass and we'll all be back in boots and laces, having a pint, going to the game, watching football again, watching all these rubbish teams we like, going to flipping Concord Rangers or wherever we're going away, you know, doing it all again. It'll all be normal again one day, John. Hopefully in the next 3 or 4 months, we'll all be rocking and rolling when we talk. But that was all the letters, was it, John?
That's it. That's what we got.
I don't think we should sing again, but do get in touch.
I don't think my voice has got it in it.
what's the email address there, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Marvellous.
The National Obsession.
That is it from the National Obsession. John, just before we go, I was playing FIFA earlier with my son because they're home from school now, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying yesterday to me, I was reading it, he got his school report and it was pretty good, but it was his maths one wasn't that great. And he went, oh, I just hate my maths teacher. Just hate my maths teacher. And I went, well, I'm your maths teacher now.
You think the last one was bad.
Which is true. And I haven't even got GCSE maths, John. So I think I'm going to try and get my GCSE maths in the downtime. That's what I'm going to try and do. But also, anyway, we were playing FIFA and guess who was in midfield, John? For Oxford United. It was FIFA 19.
19?
On the bench for Oxford United.
It's got to be I'm only little.
He's only little, John, and he's on the bench. So if you have got FIFA 19, you can play as Armani Little.
And he's very little when on the screen as well.
If you can, maybe if people want to let us know other Talk United players you can play as out on FIFA, that would be marvellous. There we are, John. Stay well, won't you, mate?
I will, thank you. And to all of our listeners, stay well. Keep your peckers up.
Stay well. And, on the ice.
We're going to try and keep cheering you up throughout this misery.
Yeah, we'll have a good go at it.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.